Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast was requested by one of my students, Didar. So how can you be more efficient in learning English? This question is asked more often, so I think it's important to do a podcast on it. The short answer to this question, you have to think in English. And to think in English, you have to read, write, speak, and listen to English on a daily basis. That is the shortest answer. The long answer is more nuanced than that. So to be able to learn something efficiently and in a short time, first of all, you need to be motivated. Motivation is very important. You have to trust that a certain course, an English course, would take you somewhere. By the end of the year, by the end of 6 months, you will get somewhere. An English course can, if you have an English course, let's say 5-6 hours a week, that's more than enough of English. But it is more than that. I personally used to use English about 4 hours a day. So if you're using 6 hours a week, that is slightly less. If you have the chance to use English more often, then that's going to motivate you to do more. Because if you use a language more often, you will start to see progress very quickly. So when you want to learn something, I want you to think of an end, right, to it. For example, to be motivated, you have to compare yourself to somebody. I think that's a very good view for motivation. So if you compare yourself to, say, the teacher or somebody who speaks English very well, and compare yourself and say, I want to be like this person, that's going to help you learn very well. That's going to sort of like fuel your learning experience and keep you going. When I used to be young, my sister used to speak English very well. And to say I was envious was an understatement. So back then, I was very young. When I heard her speak English, I was again mesmerized. I said, I need to learn English. I said, I need to be better than her. So she was the source of motivation. And now I think I am better than her. I tried to track my progress. I learned English in a way to be better, my sister. And once that person that you aimed to be better at is no longer the same level as you, pick another target, like a native speaker or somebody who is very good at what they're doing. And then you can basically keep going. So that fuel, that spark of learning will never fade away. It will light your English learning journey. It's important to be motivated. And not only that, you have to have what we call a growth mindset. You have to be open to learning new things and not be sort of like stubborn and say, all right, I don't understand this. That's okay. I'm just going to forget about this. Learning a language really needs somebody to have a growth mindset. Somebody, again, who is open, who thinks they can reach a certain level, because oftentimes, some of my students say they can't be like a native speaker. They cannot be like a certain somebody. They cannot change their accent. And if you have this fixed mindset that you cannot change, that you will only learn English and you will only learn the words and you might not improve as much, that's going to hinder your progress a lot. People are very smart. Your brain, despite the research, is capable of change. So there is this thing in your brain called neuroplasticity. So your brain can change the neural pathways if you want to learn something. It will help you if you dedicate the time, the focus, and attention to that activity. You will learn. You will become like a native speaker, if not better, right? What are native speakers? Just native speakers just got lucky and they were born in that environment. So if you dedicate more time, more efforts into learning that language, you are definitely going to become better in terms of pronunciation, the richness of vocabulary. There is so much that you can do better than a native speaker if you really, really pay attention. And one other thing, apart from motivation, is being relaxed. You should not be too fixated, too stressed if you don't learn. For example, if you don't memorize this, if you don't understand something, you should not be too stressed. Just understand that you will learn something. You have to be patient, right? Some of my students, when we are working on pronunciation, they say they can't get it. They can't get this certain accent. They can't get this ability to do this, produce a certain sound. And they get so impatient and they just give up, right? You have to be relaxed. You have to be patient when learning a language. It's very important that you exercise a little bit of patience and the learning will just come along. You will learn along with it. If you expose yourself again to anything for a long time, you will learn. So do not be impatient. Remember that stress can create fragile memory. So if you're very stressed about something, you might not be able to remember or understand that efficiently because it was not learned the way it is supposed to learn. Compared to native speakers, when they learn their own language, they're not forced to learn their language. They're more relaxed in learning it. The other thing that is just as equally important is tracking your progress. When you learn something, you have to start somewhere, right? Try to record yourself. For example, if you want to improve your reading, so to speak, try to record yourself speaking about a certain subject. Start learning English, learn new phrases, new expressions, expose yourself to English, then record yourself again and compare those to videos. When you do that and you see a little bit of change from the first time you recorded yourself, it helps you learn more because you saw that, okay, you've improved on this, you are maybe more confident in speaking, you do this better than that. So it helps you continue learning. It helps you, again, gives you more fuel to continue learning. It motivates you to go on. But when you don't see any progress, you're just lost. You're like, why am I wasting my time doing this and that? So it's important to track your progress. Be reading, speaking, listening, right? So if you're doing that with listening, so listen to an easier podcast, see whether you understand the content of the podcast. Do it with a slightly difficult podcast, see if you can understand that. And you have to progressively move to a slightly more difficult one. So every time you want to listen to a new podcast, do not listen to the same podcast with the same difficulty. Always increase the difficulty, right? Because if you keep doing the same thing again and again, you will not improve as much. Same thing if you're lifting weight. They say if you keep lifting the same light weight, it's very difficult for you to progress. For your muscles to grow, they need a slightly more challenging environment. You need to lift heavier weight and that way your muscles can grow. But if same thing for your brain, same thing for anything you're doing, you need to challenge yourself a little bit. That way you could learn a little bit more. The other thing I want to talk about is this idea of the four skills. It's everywhere in education. They talk about the four skills. And I think there is a reason why it exists. When you learn a language, you need to pay attention to these four skills: listening, reading, speaking, and writing. You have to do all of those. So if you want to improve your listening, listen to podcasts, listen to native speakers, try to summarize the content they are talking about, right? It's important to do that again and again, increase the difficulty from now and then. The writing, start with something small, like write about your day, what did you do today? And then move on to something more challenging, talk about your past, talk about your future plans, right? And then once you're done with that, then start talk about something more nuanced, something more complicated than just a paragraph. Talk about a topic, for example, the war in the Middle East, problems with immigration, issues in our educational system. So you have to progressively get somewhere. You cannot write about your day every day and expect to progress. You have to challenge yourself a little bit more to be able to improve on your writing. One of my students, actually, she's able to write essays and short stories, I'd say at a very advanced level. And she started that, I think, with me, B1, and now she is almost C2. She's able to write short stories, essays, talk about anything sophisticated, which is very, it's very huge, but it was an effort done by her. So she loved the language, she wanted to improve, and she started to write essays, then moved on to short stories. And then now she actually recorded her first podcast, and I listened to it and it was very good. I was very impressed by the podcast. So it's important that you, if you want to do an activity, you have to follow these four skills. Speaking, you got to speak English all the time. You cannot just consume a language. You cannot just have theory, right? You can listen, yes. You can listen to a podcast, but if you don't talk about that subject with somebody, it's just going to be in vain. You're going to forget about it. So for learning to happen, there has to be passive and active learning. So for podcast, if you just listen to the podcast, that's passive learning. If you listen to the podcast, write a short summary, and then maybe write also a commentary about the podcast, why you disagree or agree with the podcast, and also talk about that podcast with somebody, that's active learning. So learning happens when you combine active and passive learning, right? Same thing for reading. You can read thousands of books, but if you don't talk about those books, you will always be trapped in your head, forgotten, and you may not be able to express them so well. So read a certain book, talk about it, write a commentary about the book. What did you like? What did you not like about the book? So it's very important to use active and passive learning at the same time for you to learn something more efficiently. The other thing that is also important when it comes to learning a language is spaced repetition. So let's say you learned the passive voice today, right? Which is kind of boring sometimes to learn grammar. But let's say you learned, you studied the passive voice today. Right, so take that lesson, right? And revise it like in a week. And then revise it in another month. Then in 2 months. Then in 4 months, right? Do you call this spaced repetition? So if you try to recall something or try to remember something from a long period, it's like you're training your brain to remember that thing more efficiently. And therefore, if somebody would ask you about the passive voice 4 years from now, you will be able to recall and talk about it. Whereas if you only, let's say you studied the passive voice and you repeated once the following day, you will not remember it well. Because when you do this, what you're trying to do, you're trying to move this lesson from a short memory to a long memory. You're storing it in like the hard drive, right? It's like a computer, right? When you learn the passive voice the first time, it's just in the memory, in the RAM, but it's not saved. To save it, you have to repeat it to send it to the hard drive, right? This is the way I think about it. And it's very efficient. So you can do that either with learning or actually teaching. So if you can teach the passive voice to somebody, you will understand it way better, because that person will ask you questions and it will help you again, because you're more involved in teaching. You're more involved in that lesson. So you will do a little bit of research about it. You look for examples and it's going to challenge you a little bit, and hence you will learn it more efficiently. So if you want to actually learn way better, especially if you guys are parents, try to teach that particular lesson to your kids, and then you'll remember it more efficiently. The other thing that is also related to memory is flashcards. A lot of people do not like flashcards, but I think they're very important. If you can spend maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes a week just looking at some flashcards, just let's say certain words you learned throughout the week or certain sentences, write them in a flashcard and just go over them quickly. sometimes I have, so for me, I have a lot of screenshots. Sometimes once a week or so, I go over all of those screenshots. I just quickly look at those pictures, those new words that I thought were interesting or new expressions. So it's important to do that at least like once a week, if you could. It's not going to take a lot of your time. Just quickly go over there, maybe like 30 minutes or maybe 20 minutes, and that's it. And if you do that more often, it's going to become a habit. Again, you repeat something more often, it tends to stick, and you can remember it more efficiently. The other thing I want to talk about is shadowing. A lot of people actually talk about this. And yes, it's important, especially for pronunciation. If you want to improve your pronunciation, and if you're not satisfied with the way you speak, you can listen to somebody that speaks English and try to speak English the way you do. And if you do that more often, you will improve on your intonation, your tone, your stress. You will pick up the feel of the language, because if you think about language, it's more complicated than just learning the sounds themselves. If you learn the sounds, you learn how to pronounce the words, that's all right. But when it comes to native speakers, they have a certain feel for every sentence. So every sentence different depending on the context, depending on how you feel. Sometimes you'll speak a sentence with a rising intonation, sometimes with a falling intonation, sometimes you're moody, so you have a falling pitch, sometimes rising pitch. So it depends on your mood and feel for that sentence. So when you do shadowing, you basically are imitating everything that native speaker is doing. So it helps you become more like a native speaker, or just become a better speaker in general. The last thing I want to talk about is this idea of make English part of your day. I know it's kind of obvious, but I think it needs to be talked about as well. If you speak English on a daily basis, you interact with native speakers, there are a lot of websites that can use, and actually one I actually use myself sometimes, it's called Episoden. So if you go to this website, you will be able to interact with a lot of international speakers, and you get to practice, you get to use your English a day. If you can use that website at least once a day, that's actually more than enough. You can also use Discord. There are a lot of platforms that help you use your English. So you can listen to a podcast, understand it, or read a book, or do any other activity, and then go to that website or that platform, and then talk about what you've read, talked about what you listened to, right? It's important to use your English on a daily basis, at least do like 10, 20 minutes a day of talking. And in the long run, it will help you improve and become better. I want to actually add one more thing that a lot of people tend to overlook is pronunciation. Something that I actually noticed myself, that if you improve your pronunciation, you become more confident, and you will tend to speak more. You will tend to use English more than if you feel like your pronunciation is not as good. So it gives you this boost in learning a language. If you learned today the pronunciation of ED, you will not be shy next time when you read a text, because you learned how to pronounce ED, and you want to, naturally people want to show that they're actually improving. So when you read in front of others, others will appreciate the way you pronounce this, or how good at pronunciation you are. So it's important that you improve your pronunciation to give you like a boost, again, a motivation boost to keep going, to learn more, and to see, again, to track your progress. I feel like with pronunciation, you can easily track your progress. If you learn certain words, how to stress this, how to use intonation, and how to pronounce certain vowels, you can easily track that progress. A little slightly more difficult, but you can track that progress, and it will help boost your English learning journey. Yeah, and don't forget about if you watch the news, watch it in English. If you're watching football, watch it in English as well. Just if you're watching series, watch them in English and not Arabic subtitles. English subtitles will help you a lot. And if you find a word, do not be lazy. Pause and write it down in a flashcard. And the next time, check that phrase or that word that you learned, right? If you do all what we talked about today, you are going to become way better at learning not just English, any language you want to learn. You're going to become way more efficient at doing it. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this helped. To Twitter, follow us on Spotify. It's important that we have a following on Spotify. So do not be lazy, you know, hit that follow. And if you could share the podcast with anybody that wants to learn English, that will help a lot. Appreciate it, everybody. And bye.